Thanks for giving me this opportunity to give you all my presentation. I'm from Tianjin University. And I'm now visiting City University of Hong Kong. This problem is exactly come from the MHI, but I'm not the staff of this company. this is the outline of my talk. MHI, Northern Heavy Industry Company, is a company based in Shenyang, Liaoning province of China. And the main business of this company is heavy machinery manufacture. there are about 12,000 staffs in this company. And since from 2005, they beginning to produce TBMs, where TBMs represent a four-phase tower boring machine. now, there are about 2 billion RMB worth of contracts for the manufacture of TBMs. Since there are many basic problems have not been solved, so supported by a national key technology R&D program, this company will invest about 360 million for the research of TBMs from this year and to the next 2 years. And we are invited to help them to solve some mechanical problems. so all the pictures and the movies and talk here comes from this company. TBM is a big machine. I think it is really a moving factory. usually, it consists of a cut head and a marking system and a support and a grip system and a segment erector and a backup system and so on. generally speaking, there are three typical types of the TBM. The first one is the so-called lock pattern machine. Usually, we call it TBM for short. This type of TBM is designed for the hard lock formations. the basic characteristic of this type TBM is that the main cut is the so-called disc cut, like this. or the cut is mainly the disc cut. the second type is so-called EPB, earth pressure balance TBM. And this TBM is designed for soft lock or soil formations. and the third one is the so-called scenario TBM. Since these two types of TBM all have a shear. So we usually call them shear for short. this is the structure of the EPB shear. at the front of the machine is a big cut disc or called cut head, and then is a chamber to contain the revolve the sawyer, and this is the screw conveyor, and this the hydraulic cylinder, and this the main lock. And there is the segment erector. And this the pickup system. And this is the structure of the scenario shield. The difference from the EPB is that the smart system is mainly consists of some pipes. And this is a front view of the front shield. You can see this shield, this shield, we call it the shield. And this is the conveyor. And this is the main lock. And this is the cut head. Between the cut head and the conveyor, you usually have a crush to deal with individual stone. This big view of the front shell. This is the main lock. You usually have two panel doors. And this is the hydraulic cylinder and the conveyor. This move show the process of the excavation of the EPB. This is a special type of EPB which have two cut headers. Usually only one cut head for TBM. This type is to treat some special soil to avoid the kick in the sand. this will show the process of evocation of scenario shield. You can see here some dendrite scenario injecting the front chamber to make the soil in the front chamber fluable, and then mark out this fluable soil from these pipes. Okay, and this move show the process of the segment erection. Here is the erector, and there is the segment. And to put to the face. This is the fold of the segments. The last segments is a special with a special shape like this. This is a built channel, and there are some anchor bolts to fix the segments. generally speaking, construction panel by using TBMs have many advantages. The first one is the ground vibration can be avoided. This is very important in the urban environment. And the tunnel support reduced, and the rate of advance is increased, and the construction times and costs and are guaranteed, and then many advantages. I'm going to say it. But some problems have not been solved totally. The first problem is we have to deal with mainly complicated geological situations. And secondly, there are strike ground country conditions we have to satisfy. And the stability of the excavation phase is an unresolved problem. I think this problem can be associated with the inefficient behavior. This problem has not been solved totally. So there are about 10% of the tunnel engineering which occurred accidents. This is a picture to show the accidents which occurred in Guangzhou, China. The ground surface collapsed. So the problem we concern is the interaction between the excavation phase and the cut head. We call it the interfacial behavior. It contains three problems. The first problem is the interaction between the cutting pore and the formation. The aim to solve this problem is to design particular cut tools which can deal with any possible geological situations. The difficulty to solve this problem is how to determine the loading acting on a thin cut. For example, this is a disc cut. This picture shows the most important parameters P and S, where P is the penetration per revolution, and the S is the curve space. Curve space you can see from this picture. So the curve space is exactly the distance of two orbit of the cut. This picture shows the mechanism of the this cut. This part crushed, and near the crushed zone there are many fissures. If two fissures connected, some chips formed. And these pictures show the relationship between the penetration and the loading acting on a thin cut. You can see the penetration is a monotonic increase function of the force acting on the toe. Of course, it also depends on the hardness of the lock and the situation of the disc. The solid line is for the new disc, and the dashed line is for the brown disc. This lock is harder than this one. Yeah. So for same penetration, not force needed. I think this. You can see that. Yeah.
So I could tell you also, are you cooling the cutter? Are you cooling the cutter? Is you running water? Okay, I was just wondering, you know the actual depth? Are you cooling them? When you're
cooling,
running through
the cooling. No cutting, no cooling.
So you don't heat up.
Heat up, yeah. So the temperature have to be taken account.
Well, that's what I don't appreciate. Do they get
hot? Pardon? This picture shows the relationship between the curved spacing and the loading. You can find for same lock and the same disc, the curved spacing increase and the load acting on the card should be increased also. And this this figure shows the relationship between the cost and the loading. You can find for a given geological material and a given disk, it exists some best loadings. It makes the cost minimal. And this is the load limit for given discard. Usually, we use the discard in this loading region, in this region. If the loading exists this range, it may induce the damage of the toe. This will warn cut. It can be seen like this. Usually, this situation appears when the loading exceeds the limit of the. For other cutting tools, the same problem exists. For this cut tools, and sometimes this cut tools mainly for the sawyer or the softer lock, and they have the same problem, namely the penetration and the force, the relationship between them. The second problem is the interaction between the cut head and the deformation, the whole cut head. The aim of to solve this problem is to optimize the structure of the cut head. And the difficulty to solve this problem is how to determine the distribution of the interface force, namely the interaction force between the formation and the cut head. Usually, the 700 cuts in a cut head, they contain the disc cut and the cord cut and the scraped cut and many other types cut. The first thing we concern is the distribution of the cut. Obviously, the distribution will in fact affect the distribution of the force acting on the surface. Another factor is the opening ratio. These two curves are the experience curve. This one is for the EPB shield, and this one is for the SNAM shield. Usually, if the opening is too large, and it is not easy to maintain the balance of the face. But if the opening is too small, the marking system cannot occur normally. It also induces accidents. A last problem is the kick in the center of the disc cut. If a kick forms, it is very dangerous, since the kick is sticked on the disc cut very, very fast. It cannot be put into the front chamber. So as they advance, it will induce the uplift of the surface. But for curve in urban environment, the allowed the uplift only 10 millimeters. It's very striking. Another problem is the stability of the excavation phase. To solve this problem, the aim is to design the optimized operator parameters to maintain the balance of the excavation phase. The difficulty to solve this problem is to determine the conditions of that the excavation phase loses its stability. There are three main factors to affect the balance of the surface. First one is the pressure acting on the front chamber. If the pressure is too small, the will induce leak, and will induce the collapse of the ground surface. Another factor is the tooth thrust acting on the excavation phase. If the tooth thrust is too small, the soil nearby may may become fruitful. And then induce the collapsible extent. But if the truth is too large, it also induce the uplift of the ground surface. But the along the displacement is very straight. And another problem is the tooth cork acting on the car head. It is not only affecting the stability of the face, it also affects the safety of the machine. This picture is this accident is occurred in Wuhan. Several silent motors have broken. So our aim is to obtain the tooth loading curves, which varies as the geologic situations like this. If we for the given geological situations, if we can obtain the tooth loading curves like this, then we can design proper carved head and cut tools to cope with these situations. So, finally, this is our questions. In the view of engineering, our question is how to determine the loading acting on a thin card, and how to determine the distribution of the interface force, and how to determine the total loadings acting on the surface, the excavation phase. In the view of mechanics, our problem is what's the best constitutive mode for the analysis of the interface behavior in power engineering? And what's the mechanism of the instability of the excavation phase? And if it is possible to derive analytic government equations for this instability problem. This is all. Thanks for your attention.
Somehow we ended up at 8 ahead of schedule, so we have about 10 minutes for questions, so maybe 2 minutes. Do you have any questions?
You're pushing your, against the rock face, how are your anchors, how are the machine anchors? Do you put anchors into the tunnel behind the machine?
The machine, the end?
Yeah,
the
face
pushing
against the rock.
So
what do you push against? How do you push?
There are some support on the grid system. Yeah. It is support on the wall, yeah. But at the beginning, have some special device to support this. And at about 200 minutes, this special device will move out. Yeah.
Pardon?
Instability, if the face is not instability, the first thing is it may induce the collapse of the surface. Yeah, this is the first one. And the second one is if the is not instability, maybe form some fissures, and the water in the front chamber will lead to the formation and induce many accidents. Yeah. Not the China collapse. The collapse mainly occurs in the upper of the ground surface. Mainly, since we can't exactly know how many soil smoking out. So once you find that the smoking speed is too rapid, then the collapse have already occurred. Yes, very slowly. About 1 month, 500 minutes, 1 month is the meters. Now this is the normal speed. I think
this is operating 24 hours a
day. Ten hours a day. The knot speed is about 4 to 5 knots per minute. Mm. It's very slow.
I was also wondering, you saw a slide where there was one drill head where the center drill and then the outside drill, and I think you were saying this was a new type of